If Mary, the Mother of God, is the Jerusalem above, bearing children of God in laborless joy and eternal purity, then Saint Mary Magdalene may be an example of the church militant, struggling, yet faithful, wondering, yet watchful. She weeps at the death of her Lord, wondering and hoping that he is alive. The church is in the presence of her Lord, yet is tempted to think she sees mere bread, or a faltering preacher, or plain water. Unlike the church in glory, she struggles, needing comfort and assurance that death has been defeated, that the Lord is indeed risen. Our Lord cast 7 demons out of Mary, granting her healing and faithfulness and perseverance. Our Lord still works against the demons in your life, so that you too struggle to grow in faithfulness. As Mary watched outside the tomb, you watch and pray these 20 minutes, yet you so easily return to your complaints about Greek, Hebrew, your other studies, that is, the vocation God is giving you. As Mary ran to Peter and John when troubled, you come to hear the preacher, yet at the same time you hide your struggles and sins from him, not trusting the comfort and forgiveness he announces. Or you think your sins will go away without forgiveness. As Mary tried to cling to her Lord, you try to cling to his presence in water and bread and wine, yet you find yourself clinging to the things of this world, to your family, to the house or town from which you moved, to the job you left, and to your own internal comforts, the personal gods that you have set up in your heart. Yet even as our Lord sought out one former idolater and sinner, Mary of Magdala, our Lord seeks out you sinners and idolaters. Mary was not mistaken in thinking our Lord the gardener, for while Adam was cast out of the garden and lost his dominion, Jesus restored dominion in the garden of his kingdom by defeating death and granting life again to man. Now, having gone before us to the Father, he assures us that we will reign in his blessed paradise with the Father. He has made Mary what he is making you, saint. Just as he opened Mary's eyes in the garden, calling her name, so he enlightens you by calling your name in holy baptism. As she tried to cling to him, we do indeed cling to him, present in water, preaching, bread, and wine. So we confess with Mary, I have seen the Lord, and we can indeed praise the other Mary, not because she receives the worship of God, but because she confesses Jesus Christ to be the true God. For all the entertainment the Da Vinci Code might provide, Dan Brown didn't need to name Mary as an apostle when she, like you, is served by the ministers of Christ. In their service to you, you have forgiveness, rest, peace, nourishment, and new life. In short, you have the presence of Jesus to which you cling. Dan Brown did almost get one thing right, though. Saint Mary Magdalene is the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ, not in the carnal sense, but as you, the whole church, are the bride of Christ, receiving the love of our Lord in the marriage feast that spans both heaven and earth, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.